Nigel Gould.
And Josh Mallett, WRPR News.
People can still locate their news every day, but in most cases, the paperboy is no longer shelling out newspapers for readers to obtain their daily stream of information. The internet is now a growing source of knowledge that is drastically changing the journalism industry. According to Edna Negron, a journalism professor at Ramapo who teaches an online journalism course, this growing trend is not going away anytime soon.
We're here. The future of journalism is here, and that's working online.
Ramapo College offers free newspapers for all students, but how many people take advantage? I'm looking at the stand outside of Birch now, and there are stacks of papers rotting away.
So it's such a difference to newspapers when all the information anyone needs is available on a smartphone. It's easy to see why papers are forced to lay off employees, or even shut down completely. Recently, the Boston Phoenix, Baltimore Examiner, and Rocky Mountain News have closed shop on their print publications to focus solely on their websites. Some may say good riddance to a seemingly antiquated media outlet, but others would greatly lament the absence of the daily newspaper.
Navy veteran Dominic Guadagno grew up in an era where newspaper was the dominant source of news.
I read the paper and I have breakfast, and I usually sit here for maybe an hour and get up on all the news.
Do the crossword puzzles?
I do the crossword puzzle, very good. I'm not into reading the funnies, but I read a lot about the sports.
Technology has altered the way each new generation views the news. What comes to be second nature for our generation seems like a foreign language to Guadagno and his wife.
What about the computer? Do you ever use the computer to get your news?
No, we're computer illiterate. Does that mean that we don't know anything about computers?
That's what it means, yeah. Okay.
So that's what I am.
You don't know how to... Because you didn't grow up with the computer, right?
No, and we don't have a computer, and I really don't know anything about computers. Just that they're a fabulous machine.
Some college students have no contact with newspapers at all, but I've been surrounded by them for years as sports editor for the Ramapo News.
Are these pictures up yet?
What is it, Henry?
Pray in the religious sense is what
A, it yes. A. No, not like praying on people.
Now there's another wrinkle added to meet the demands of new media. Last semester, we joined the 21st century and lost a website. Editor-in-Chief Nicole Allegro felt that adding an online format was a necessary move to keep up with the growing emergence of online reporting.
Well, the future of journalism is definitely on the web, so we decided to get with the times and try to put some of our news online. We thought that a lot of students would prefer their news online instead of in the print product, so we're trying to cater to our audience as well as being able to expand into more multimedia with slideshows and videos.
After years of working to bring the site to fruition, web editor Caitlin McGinnis is proud to see her brainchild come to life.
They can also comment on stories. They can send a story to their friend or their mom or put it on their Facebook page, whereas before, I don't know, you'd have to cut it out and put it in a letter and buy a stamp and send it, which I think was happening a lot, but
sure
now
it
it's easier.
Yeah.
Despite creating the website, McGinnis still enjoys reading the print version.
Are you trying to kill off the paper completely?
No. I think we should have a print version. I also prefer to read the print version, but I like having the option of if I want to look at something we printed a few months ago instead of having to dig through the archives, or if you're a regular student, you might not even have access to our print versions from a couple months ago. There's a lot more accessibility, but in terms of just sitting down and reading it, I still like to do that in print.
Allegro, a journalism major, recognizes the opportunities both created and destroyed by the shrinking of legacy media.
How do you react to the shift to online journalism? Does it concern you, or...
Yeah, it does concern me a little bit. It makes job searching a lot more difficult. You can't just, you know, go apply to a newspaper anymore and get a job at the copy desk or be a general assignment reporter. But I actually did an internship with WABC-TV last semester, and I worked on their news website, and I actually really liked it. So it's kind of a necessary shift. We'll see what happens when I graduate, but it'll probably be something with online and multimedia.
If morphing from print to digital wasn't enough, Negron described a project she recently saw that experimented with interactive journalism.
I went to a conference in September by the Online News Association where I saw 3D journalism, something called immersive 3D journalism, where you actually put on this big camera on your head and step into a 3D animated story to experience it. And it is designed for the growing numbers of future news consumers who are video game players right now.
It's the end of journalism or just the beginning? world of boundless opportunities sits at our fingertips, with more resources than ever before available with a simple Google search. This is a scary thought for many legacy journalists, but Negron, not one to shy away from change, is excited for what frontiers lie ahead.
I don't know, I think everybody should stay tuned. Journalists, is, you know, there's a saying that the Knight Foundation says that journalism is changing for good, and it really is. I mean, it's changing in terms of delivery methods, but it's not changing in terms of the basic way we should be gathering and informing the public.
I'm Andrew Gould.
And I'm Josh Mallett, WRPR News.